This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The person who died at Bear Lake over the weekend has been identified as 46-year-old Jerry Whaley of Elbert, Colorado. Whaley is related to the Whaley family from South Route County. A relative says they were fishing at Bear Lake. Garfield County Coroner Robert Glassmeyer confirmed the cause of death was from drowning and injuries in the incident when a pontoon boat went down the spillway when it was windy. Assistance was provided by Route County Search and Rescue, Yampa Fire Protection, and two members from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, along with Garfield County Search and Rescue. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed Sunday's wolf kill of a calf in South Route County. The South Route County producer has asked to remain anonymous. They say they've seen the wolf. It's still in the area, so they're watching their cattle closely. They will file for compensation for that wolf depredation. The 10 millionth Ford Model T ever made came over Rabbit Ears Pass Wednesday and stopped in Steamboat. That's the horn on the 100-year-old car built in Detroit in 1924, and at that time, it was driven from New York to San Francisco. That's what's happening again this month. The top speed, about 45 miles per hour. The crew goes about 200 miles a day. Today, they're headed west through Moffat County, stopping in Vernal, Utah. They'll end that adventure in San Francisco June 25th. A new exhibit opens at the Tread of Pioneers Museum in Steamboat Springs today. It's a presentation on Ute heritage. The exhibit's on loan from History Colorado. It will be at the museum in Steamboat Springs through May of next year. Friday morning, there's a meet and greet with Dave Hunter, the new president and chief operating officer of Steamboat Resort. It's from 8:45 to 9:45. It's in Library Hall. It's a chance to talk with Dave and other resort senior leadership members. Everybody is invited. The Tour to Steamboat Bike Ride is coming up July 13th. Volunteers are needed if you'd like to help. They've got a lot of goodies for you if you do volunteer. Information is on the community calendar on our website. That's where you can find everything happening in Northwest Colorado. Also watch for Skate Church in the 4th of July parade. They're gathering donations to support camps and trips, operations, and weekly programs. Reach out by today if you want banner recognition in the parade. Send an email to marco@steamboatskatechurch.com. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KREIRadio.com.